We're on Chav Dalet on the base, the bottom. We want to finish the parak today, so let's go a little bit faster. Maisa Shabo Shnayim, the Omru Reinu Shachris B'Mizrach. Two Adam came and they said, we saw the moon in the morning in the east. Pashas, the old moon. The Arvis B'Marav. And at night, we saw it in the west. Omru Rav Yochum Menuri Edei Sheker Heim. So Rabbi Yochanan said, they're obviously Edei Sheker, Rashi. Maisa Shavo Shnaim, Ra'inu Shachris Mizruch, Esay Yeshon, the old moon. The Arv is B'marav, is HaChadoshim. We saw the new moon in the evening in the west. Edei Sheker, Haim, the Kaimel one, Esrim V'Yarbo, Shoi Mechasi Siora, Kach Pirshu Rabosai. This is where Rashi is Rabbeim learned. That it's talking about they saw the old moon in the morning and the new moon at night, which is impossible, because the moon disappears for 24 hours before the new moon. The Levi Nokvi Midiktani Bebraisa Pam Shabbat Baruka Pam Shabbat Bektzara. Right, later on, the Gemara is going to say that the reason Rabban Gamliel accepted them is because sometimes the moon comes quickly and sometimes it takes longer. The Ein Loshen Bias Aruka Bektzara Nokvokan. If that's the case, that it was the old moon and the new moon, within 24 hours, the whole Lashon doesn't fit, as we'll learn later. Because it's impossible to see the moon. It has nothing to do with when it's there or not there. The question is that it's too small to be seen because it's the light of the sun blots it out. Rashi says, talking that they said they saw the new moon, both in the morning in the east and at night in the west. They shekered the Kamar of Yochum and Nuri with Visha'inam in Maharis Lorut, Beyud Be Shos, Shabiyom, Mitocha Mizrach, Utocha Mar. The reason he said they're Ede Sheker, it's impossible for the new moon to be seen within 12 hours, once it's seen already, in the beginning of the 12 hours in the east, and then to switch over to the west. It doesn't happen. The moon doesn't go like that. And on that, the Gemara says, the Rav Gamliel said, no, sometimes taka, that's what happens. Okay. Kshibo leYavne, and when they came to Yavne, to the Beis Din, to the Sanhedrin, Kiblan Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel is Mekabel the Reizis. V'od bo shnayim v'omru raniyo b'zmano, uvelel ibur alonire. Another two witnesses came, and they said, we saw the new moon in the proper time, in other words, the night of the 30th, and the next night, Leli Buro, the night of the 31st, we didn't see it again. The Kibbel and Gamriel, and Gamriel's Makabal the Eidus. Omer Abdosi, Ben Horkinus, Eidus Shekerhein. Heich me'idin ala isha sheyoldo lomocher kreso ben shineo. How could they give Eidus that the new moon appeared already at the night of the 30th, and the 31st, nobody saw it? You can't have a woman who's pregnant and then, and what's it called, who gave birth, and the next day she's pregnant. Right? If she gave birth already, then she can't be pregnant the next day. Omer lo Rabbi Yeshua, ro'ani es devarecha. So Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Dosa ben Horkinus, you're right. Yeah, it's impossible. The Edom are Edi Sheker, Rabbi Gamliel is Mekabel them Shalokadim. Sholach lo Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel sent to Rabbi Akiva. He didn't send to Rabbi Yeshua. He didn't send to Rav Dosa ben Horkinus either, because Rav Dosa ben Horkinus in the end accepted his ruling, or because he was an old man and it wasn't going to make a difference what he did. He was in his house anyway. But Rav Yeshua, if he had done differently than Rav Gamliel and made the month a different day, it would have been Mefursim. Gozroni alecha shetobu esid makelech mosecha b'yom ha-kipun shcholios b'cheshboncha. This was Tishrei, and Rav Gamliel accepted the witnesses. So he made Rosh Chodesh the earlier day, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Rosh Chodesh shouldn't have been till the next day. So it will come out, Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is the day after Rabbi Gamliel's Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Gamliel told him, I'm gozer on you, that you come to me on the day that you think is Yom Kippur with your staff and your money. Halach u'matzah Rabbi Akiva, and the reason with the staff and the money, the staff is because it should be motzi, it should carry on Yom Kippur. But there's a sheet that holds it, there's no issur of carrying on Yom Kippur. So he had to come with his money to show he's carrying muktzah. Halach u'matzah Rabbi Akiva Meitzer. So the Gezimor explains, Rabbi Akiva found Rabbi Yeshua upset. Omer lo, yeshli lumot shekol mashos Rav Gamliel osri. So Rabbi Akiva comforted him. He said, I can tell you that whatever Rav Gamliel did is done. It's proper. Shenemar, even though we don't agree, and we held that that what's it called, the Edom or Edei Sheker, still what Rav Gamliel did is done. Shenemar, Eilam wadi Hashem mikrei kodesh asher tikru son. Bein bismanim bein shlozmanim. The Beis Din has the power to call them, even not in their proper time. The Yontovim follow the din of Beis Din. Balo etzor Abdosa ben Horkinus, Omer lo, in boin on a lodun achar Beis Din al shor Rabban Gamliel, tzrichim on a lodun achar kol Beis Din o Beis Din shom ben Mos Moshe v'yad achshov. Right, and Rabbi Dosa ben Horkinus, even though he also agreed with Rabbi Yeshua, or Rabbi Yeshua agreed with him, he said, L'maisa, we have to accept what Rabban Gamliel said. Because if we're going to argue on the basis of Rav Gamliel, right, and question its authority, we could question the authority of every Beis Din from Moshe Rabbeinu went on. Shenemar, Vayal Moshe V'Yaron, Nadav Aviv, V'Shivim Mizrikne Israel, V'Lomalon Ispar Shushmosam, why weren't their names mentioned, and who they were, Shel Skenim, Elolamit Shekol, Shlosha, Shlosha, Sha'amdu, Beis Din Al Yisrael, Harehuka, Beis Din Al Shel Moshe. That any Beis Din, doesn't make a difference who they are, the names weren't mentioned, doesn't make a difference. Any Beis Din of three is the same thing as the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Nachas Yaakov says, doesn't mean that the Torah didn't mention their names, because Manavshach, if it's in a generation who knew them, they knew who they were. And if it's a generation who didn't know them, mentioning their names is not going to help. It means, why didn't the Rabbanu Shalom tell Moshe Rabbeinu specifically the names of the people who should be on that Beis Din? He didn't mention the names. It didn't make a difference. They picked it with a goral. So it didn't make a difference who they were. Whoever they were, they filled the position on the Beis Din. They're equal to any other Beis Din. So Notl Maklumo, so the Yodo, so Rabbi Yeshua took his stick and his money in his hand, so everybody would see that he accepted the words of Rabban Gamliel. Omer Ram Gamliel v'noshko rosho. Ram Gamliel got up and he kissed him on his head. Omer lo bo b'sholom Rebbe v'talmidi. Rebbe b'chochma. You're greater than me in chochma, Ram Gamliel said. But I'm the Nasi. V'talmidi shikibaltas tefari. The Maisha has to be authority in Klal Yisrael, and you're my Talmud and that you accepted my authority. Okay, Rashi. V'od bo shnayim v'omer renew b'zmano b'yom shloshim. V'leil shloshim v'echad. So you say, the night of the 31st, show you mitzap and bezin ba'am, shetei megula, v'yerua, me'achar sho'edim, ru'a b'yom, lo nira lohem. Right? They saw it the night before. They claimed they saw it. Nobody else saw it. And then the next night, everybody thought they were going to see it openly, and nobody saw it again. So how could it be? Ro'a nis t'varecha la'aber sachodesh. So Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Dosam and Horkinus, I agree with you. L'chora, this is not a month that should be the Rosh Chodesh should not be on the 30th day, it should be on the 31st day. Halach u'motza, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, Meitza. Rabbi Akiva found Rabbi Yeshua upset. Al shanosi gozer of l'chal yom ha-kippur. That Rabbi Gamliel was gozer on him to be m'chal yom kippur. Asher tikru b'kriyas based in t'lo akosu. The Torah made Rosh Chodesh dependent on when based in calls it, even if there we learned the osam. This Atem doesn't make a difference if they made a mistake. They didn't make a mistake. Sometimes they could even on purpose make it the wrong day. Bala Rabbi Yeshua Eitzor Abdosa, Lomon Esparsu Shmosam, Shim B'nei Adam, Lodun, Achar Beisin, Shim B'Yamam of, the person's going to question the authority of the Beisin in his generation, the Lomar V'chi Beisin Zeh, K'moshe V'yaron, K'eldan U'meda. This Beis Din is equal to the Beis Din. If it would be a Beis Din like a previous generation, I'd listen to it, but not this generation. Omrim lo shem achoshuv hu kishlosha min ashar, shalom ispar shishmosa. How do you know it's not as important as any of the three of the Beis Din in Moshe Rabbeinu's time whose names weren't mentioned? Okay. Tanya. Omer lohem Rav Gamliel l'chachomim. Kach mikublani mibeis avi abba. Pamim shebo b'arucho, pamim shebo b'ktsara. Rav Gamliel said to the Chachamim when he was accepted these witnesses who saw it in the east in the morning and in the west in the evening, he said, I have a Kabbalah that sometimes the moon goes faster, sometimes slower. What that means, I'll leave to Rabbi Schutz. Pashtus, the Rambam says what it means is that even though the molad of the moon is a set amount that we've said, 29 and a half days plus 12 hours and a certain amount of chalakim, right, 793 chalakim. That is an average. But sometimes it's more than that, sometimes less. It's not an exact amount. And some months it's a little bit more, sometimes a month's a little bit less. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, my time of Devei Rebbe, what's the reason of Devei Rebbe? Dechsiv, Oso Yareach Lemoadim, right? That was what Ram Gamliel said, I was Mekubal Mibes Avi Abba, that's Devei Rebbe. Rebbe was his Avi Abba. So what's the reason? It says in the Pasuk, Oso Yareach Lemoadim, Shemesh Yoda Mavoa, the sun knows it's coming and going. Shemesh Hu D'yadam Avo, Yareach Lo Yadam Avo. The Yareach is not a set thing. Sometimes it's faster, sometimes it's slower. The way to understand that, which I don't understand, but the way to understand it is that the moon's is an ellipse, and therefore sometimes it's going faster on the curve of that ellipse, and sometimes slower. In some months the molad is more than 29, 12, 793, in some months it's less than 29, 12, 793, and I'm sure Rabbi Schutz will extend that. Okay, Rabbi Chia Chazio v'siyara, the Havikoi b'tzafra, the Eshavitesha. Rabbi Chia saw the moon on the morning of the 29th. This Pashas is the old moon. Shaila, what it means. Let's Pashas is the old moon. Shokal kala posakbe. So he threw a clump of earth at it. Omer le'ursa bo'in le'tushibach. We want to make Rosh Chodesh tonight. In other words, we want to declare Rosh Chodesh tomorrow on the seeing of the moon tonight. That near the old moon, what are you doing here? Zil ichse, go cover it up so we can mekadesh the moon, because Rashi says, because we had the cloud before, that you need the night and the day from the new month. And if the moon is, what's it called, the old moon is going to be even part of the original night, you're not going to be able to mekadesh the moon, even if it's seen the next day before sunset. Okay, Rashi, Dechazi L'Sira Yishani, saw the old moon, Shokol Kala, Pishas Regavim, he took a clump of earth, and he threw it at it. L'Ursa Bo'in L'Kedushech, Trichim Anu Lasos Halayla Yontif Sol Rosh Hashanah. We want to make tonight Rosh Hashanah. L'Chasar Es Elul, to make Elul only 29 days. L'Ayim Al Ha'edim Lomar Inu B'Zmanu L'Kadshom. And they had a cheshbon that they had to make Rosh Hashanah that night, and not to leave it to be a Mu'ubar. Right, because of the cheshbon, and afal pi shelo ruah, you want the Edom to say they saw it, even though they didn't see it, because they couldn't see it. It's impossible to have seen the moon that night, because it has to be disappear for 24 hours. But we want the witnesses to say they saw it, even though they didn't. But if the moon is obvious, the old moon, we're not going to be able to do that, because it looks like a lie. Everybody saw the moon, right? They know that it has to disappear for 24 hours. The vishahaya ibra chodesh doches yom kippurim esol shabbos. That year, had they not made Rosh Hashanah the first day, Yom Kippur and Shabbos would have come together. So they bedafka wanted to push it away, and they have the right to do that. But they forced the Edom to say they saw it, even though they didn't. But Lamaisa, they can't do that if it's obvious that the moon, the old moon, was still there in the morning. The At Kayam Esacha, the Imtei Niris Arvis Shuv Lo Yikachu Asachodesh Lamachar. And if you'll be around tonight, that's what Rashi learns, if you'll be around tonight, right, they can't be Mekadosh the Chodesh the next day. That the night and day have to be from the new moon. The old moon can't be around even part of the night if you were going to make that day Rosh Chodesh. So we're going to be stuck. We won't be able to make today Rosh Hashanah. So get out of here. Okay. So some say that he just did this symbolically, right? Others say a nace happened and the moon disappeared. Omer le rabchia, zila ein tov v'kad shel yarcha, v'sholech li simona, David melech Yisrael chai v'kayim. So Rebbe said to rabchia, his son, go to ein tov and be mekadesh the moon there. There was a, what's it called, a bezdin in ein tov, and that's where there were no way to be mekadesh the Mekadosh the month. And send me back a simon, David Melech Yisrael Chavakayim, that you're Mekadosh the Chodesh, and some point out, David Melech Yisrael Chavakayim is in Gematria Rosh Chodesh. But also the moon, the David HaMelech's rule is compared to the moon. It was 15 doros till Shlomo HaMelech, just like 15 days till the full moon. And then it started to wane after Shlomo. And just like the moon will renew itself, Malchus Beis David will come back also. Rashi. Zila ein tovikat, she doig hoi shlo yiranu ala b'nei iro, kishi yaget shenu mamachar. Rebbe was afraid that if he'd been kaddish in Yerushalayim, right, or in Yavne, they would, what's it called, they saw the moon in the morning, that they'd have tainis, how could you do it? So, fisha roi, shana kol yom chavtes, they saw the old moon on the 29th. The silek klo, so meolai, she said, you go and kaddish it over there, so they won't have any tainis over here. They'll say, Islam would look different in Ein Tov. And the Rashi says, my Rebbe said that they had made a gzeira that they weren't allowed to makanish the chodesh where Rebbe was, so he had to send them somewhere else to do it to avoid the government. David Melch Israel Nimshek Levana. Malchus Beis David is compared to the moon. Shenemar bo kiso kashemesh negdi kioreach ikon olam. Right, that the David HaMelech's Malchus will be forever, just like the sun and the moon are forever. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Pam achas niskashu shamayim bi'ovim, v'nireis demus levana b'esu v'tisha l'chodesh. Right. So one time it was a cloudy night, and they saw what appeared to be the moon on the 29th of the day, of the month. Kisvurim ha'am lom rosh chodesh. The people thought that, what's it called, that it's going to be declared rosh chodesh. U'bikshu beis m'kacho. Omer lehem gramli olkach mekublani b'yisavi abba, ein chidusha shalavana p'chusa mi'esu v'teisha yom u'metza u'shnei shlishe shoa v'ayin gimul chalokim. Right? The, impossible. He said, you can never see the new moon less than 29 and a half days, what's it called, and 793 chalokim. And therefore, it's impossible that that should be the new moon. It was probably just a cloud that they saw. But also Hayom, so Rabbi Gamliel was not mekabel the Edim, so they're making a mistake, and he didn't make Rosh Hashanah that day, he made Rosh Hashanah the next day. But also Hayom, Mesa Imashel ben Zaza, the speed of Rabbi Gamliel, Hespid Gadol. And that day that the people thought was going to be Rosh Hashanah, and they pushed it till the next day, Ben Zaza's mother died, and Rabbi Gamliel said a tremendous Hespid that day to show that it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, because you can't make a Hespid Rosh Hashanah. Lomit neshiruy lekach, not because she was fit for such a hesped, but lekadeshi yedu ha'am shlo kitchu beis nesachodesh. People should know clearly that it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. Rashi, she yedu shlo kitchu beis nesachodesh. She ain't maspid and beyontif. Can't be make a hesped on yontif. Can't make a hesped on Rosh Chodesh either. But Rashi says that he wouldn't make such a big deal if it was stam Rosh Chodesh, but it made a big deal because it was Rosh Hashanah, and he wanted to make sure they wouldn't do malacha on the day that was really Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Holach Rabbi Akiva. Umotzo Meitzer. Rabbi Akiva went and he found him upset. Who was upset? Iboilu, mi Meitzer. Rabbi Akiva Meitzer. Rabbi Yeshua found that Rabbi Akiva was upset about this. Or Rabbi Yeshua Meitzer. Or Rabbi Akiva found that Rabbi Yeshua was Meitzer. Toshma v'tanya. Holach Rabbi Akiva Umotzo Rabbi Yeshua k'shu Meitzer. The Baisha says b'feirish that it was Rabbi Yeshua who was upset, not Rabbi Akiva. Omer lo Rabbi mipnei ma'ata Meitzer. So Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi, why are you upset? Omer lo, Akiva, roi lo sheyipol lemita yud beis chodesh. V'lo yigzor like zeirazu. I'd rather get sick for 12 months than have to come and be machal the day I think is Yom Kippur. Omer le Rebbe, tarsheni lomer lefanecha dover. So Rabbi Akiva said, permit me to say something in front of you. Echot shalom natani, what you taught us. Omer lo emor, say it. Omer lo harehu omer, osom, osom, osom. Asher tikru osom b'moadam. Gimel pamim. Os atem afilu, we darshin atem. You have the power to make Rosh Chodesh, even if you're making a mistake. Atem afilu mezidim, even sometimes if you want to do it on purpose and you know that the moon wasn't seen. Atem afilu mutoim, even if Eidim make a mistake. You have Eidim sheker. Akiva nichamtoni, nichamtoni. She told him, Akiva, you were menachem me twice. One is that what Rabbi Gamliel did for me is okay, and it's not Yom Kippur for me. So I'm not being Michal Yom Kippur. And secondly, that even Rabbi Gamliel didn't make a mistake, because the halacha is that even if he made a mistake, it's okay. So I feel good for Rabban Gamliel. I feel good for myself. Two nechonas. Osam, osam, osam. Shlosha zmanim ksiv. Asher tikru osam b'parsha shor okesa. Three times it says asher tikru osam in Vayikra. The kari be tikru atem. You have the power to make Rosh Chodesh, even if you're making a mistake, even if you're caused to make a mistake, even if you do it on purpose. Shogim me'aleim kisrum shuroi l'saber. Shogim is they made a mistake on their own. Toin u'mutoin adidei edi sheker. Mutoin means that edi sheker came and made them make a mistake. Okay. Balo etzo Rabbi Dosa ben Horkinus. Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Yosef ben Horkinus, who Taka agreed with him. And Rabbi Dosa ben Horkinus accepted what Rabbi Gamliel said. Tanu Rabbanan, Lomalon Ispavshu Shmosim Shal Skenim Halalu. Why weren't the names of the Skenim mentioned, either according to most Mepharshim in the Torah, or according to the Nachlas Yaakov? Why didn't the Rabbanu Shalom specifically tell Moshe Rabbeinu who to pick? Because it didn't make a difference. Shalom Yomar Adam Ploni Kemosha V'Yarum Ploni Kenadav Aviyu Ploni Kelder. Maybe the people shouldn't come in later generations and say, I would accept the authority of a Bezin if they were like the Bezin of Moshe. But these people are not fit to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Va'om va'omer va'yomer Shmuel ela'om Hashem asher osu es Moshe v'es Aro va'omer v'yishlach Hashem es Yerubal v'es Bedon v'es Yiftach v'es Shmuel Yerubal z'gidom. It says what's it called? Shmuel first told them the Rabban Shem made Moshe and Aaron. Next pasuk he says other gedolim Yerubal Bedon Yiftach and Shmuel Yerubal z'gidom. V'lom nikra shmo Yerubal she'asa mariva imabal Bedon z'shimshon. Lama nikra shmo Bedon da'asi midon Yiftach kimashmo. And Yiftach is Yiftach. And these were not great people. Yiftach, Gidon, Ba'omer, Moshe v'Aaron b'Kohanov, u'Shmuel b'Korei Shmo. Right? And Moshe, Aaron, Shmuel were equal. And yet, they compare them to the other three. Gidon, Shimshon, and Yiftach. Right? B'Korei Shmo. Shokal HaKosov, Shlosha Kali Olam, Yiftach, Gidon, and Shimshon weren't great people. Comparative to Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. Kishlosha Chamurei Olam. They're compared to the three who are really special, Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. Lomar Lecho Yerubal Bedora Kamoshe Bedoro. Yerubal and his generation is like Moshe and his generation. Bedon Bedoro Ka'aron Bedoro. Yiftach Bedoro Kishmuel Bedoro. Lamedcha Shafilu Kal Shebekalim. Vinismane Parnas of Atzibor Hareyu Ka'avir Shebaviri. Even a person of a lesser stature. But if he's fit to be appointed in his generation a leader, then he fits his generation. And Chaim Shmulevitz says, not the Nebuch, right? It's because they understand the generation. They fit the generation. And therefore, even if you could go to somebody from a previous generation, they come back to life, you couldn't go to them. You have to go, Dafka, to the Shofet Shebiyonecha. He fits the generation. He understands the generation. Of course you have to go to the dying in your generation. You can't go to somebody from a different generation. You have to accept the fact, the authority of the shofet in your generation, and don't complain that he's not as great as a shofet in a different generation. So the Ben Ishchai, somebody once they appointed somebody who was not fit to be a leader. And he was giving psukim that were not right or whatever. So he said to the Ben Ishchai, from this Gemara, whoever it is. So Ben Ishchai wrote him back, V'chi Yiftach ish bor, right? Yiftach wasn't a bor, right? He was maybe not as great as Moshe and Aaron and Shmuel, but he wasn't a bor. Yiftach is a play on the words in the pasuk. Yiftach ishbor, or Yichra ishbor. So Yiftach ishbor. Yiftach wasn't a boor. He was roy to be mismane. He just wasn't as great as the others. But somebody who's not roy bechlau to be a leader doesn't fit into this gemara. But Omer al Tomer mahoya shayom arishonim ayutovim meila. Don't say that. What's it called? That the old days, good old days, were better. Right, person has to go on the authority of the Beis Din that exists in his time. Notul maklo moso biyado tonder rabbanan. Kiven shira also omad mikiso. And Gamliel saw Rabbi Yeshua come on the day that he thought was Yom Kippur, right? Originally, with his staff and his money,
He got up from his chair. Benashkwa Rosho, Amar lo Sholom Alecha Rebbe v'tamidi. Rebbe Shili Madatani Torah. You're my Rebbe that I learned Torah from you, Rebbe Yeshua, Barabim. V'tamidi Shani Gozer Alechem Gzeira v'yatomekayimah. But you're my Talmud in fact that you accepted my authority. K'talmud. Okay, you accepted my authority, K'talmud. Ashrei Hador Shagdolim Nishmoyim L'tanim. They'll say to him, the fortune is a generation that the greater people listen to the lesser people who are in authority. Right, surely then the people who are smaller will listen to the greater people. So I tell you, that's why the people didn't listen to Yoshiyahu. And he wasn't able to be mazir his generation, Betshuva, because he didn't listen to what's it called, to the Navi, to Yirmiyah. If you listen to the people you're responsible to listen to, then the people who are supposed to listen to you will listen to you. But if you don't accept the authority of the people greater than you, the Mida Keneged Mida, the people who are supposed to accept your authority, won't listen to you either. Kal v'chomer chiyuvahu. What's a kal v'chomer? It's a chiyuv. People have to listen. Ketanim have to listen to the gedolim. Ela mitosha gedolim nishmoim l'ketanim nosim ketanim kal v'chomer v'yashen. Since the gedolim listen to the people that they're responsible to, so the people who are not so great will make a kal v'chomer that surely we should listen to them. Okay. Osam, we said this already, yeah. Shalo yomer adam al bezin should be imam of the chiploni uploni kemoshe v'yaron sheshmalo avshiv shalom sparshu emar lo im eno kemoshe v'yaron hariku echad mishar skedim she'en cho yodem mihen. Right, maybe the people in your generation aren't as great as Moshe and Aaron, but maybe they're as great as some of the dayanim that were in the time of Moshe and Aaron. Not everybody in every generation, right, is greater than everybody in every other generation. It's matu adoros that the people of a similar level are lesser in a later generation than the first. But there were total burim and amaratzim in time of Tanoim too. The Tanoim were greater than the Amoroyim. But the amaratzim in the time of Tanoim weren't greater than the Talmidei Chacham in the time of the Amoroyim. Va'om Hashem asher osos Moshe v'Yisaron. Shmuel Hanavi Omer Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asa Lahem Nisim Al Yidei Shisha Skenim. The Rav Asher did miracles through six people. So Halalu Moshe Aaron Yerubal B'Don Yiftach and Shmuel. The Omer B'Sefer Tehillim Moshe V'Aaron B'Chohanav U'Shmuel B'Kori Shmo Kori Bel Hashem Hu Yanei Harish Shok LaKlas U'Shmuel L'Moshe V'Aaron. Shmuel was equal to Moshe and Aaron. Uviksuvim harishonim, we'll say Nevi'im harishonim kosuv, Yerubal b'dan v'yiftachim Moshe v'Aaron v'Shmuel. And it groups together these other three with those three. Shlosha kalim v'shlosha chamurim. Puts the three lighter ones together with the three more weighty ones. Or ein l'cha leilech harilimetcha kosuv kan, she'en l'cha levakish alashof v'shoye b'shehu b'yomecha. You have to go after the Beis Din of your time. Al Tomer my hoyu shayom arishon wa yitov meila kilom yichach mashal tal ze. That's the end of the pasuk. Lefi shadoros hoyu tovim v'tzadikim min achronim lefi chachoyu ayom arishon tov meila. No, the reason that the good old days because they had real good leaders. Today we don't have leaders like that. Person shouldn't say that. Sheef sheshu achronim krishonim. We shouldn't say. That's the way the Doros are, and every leader fits the generation he's in, and the authority of that leader is incumbent on the generation he's in. Hadron lechem mina makirin, hadron lechem mina makirin, hadron lechem mina makirin.